Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody can hear me. We're having some technical difficulties this evening, but I finally made it on. It's 7:08 p.m. I'm about 8 minutes late, but I'm here. I see the switchboard is working. Joe told me to host the show this evening, try to keep it exciting and have some fun, so I'm going to do the best I can to make it work. It's Tuesday. I had a rough day today, a lot of rain. I work outside, so that rain killed me today. But I made it through God's will, and here we are. So I see a lot of guys on, and I really just want to touch on a few topics this evening. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm going to put this mic on just to make sure everybody can hear me. It's 631-4388. I just need you to let me know that we can hear each other.
Yes,
631-4388. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. You sound like somebody I might know.
You might know me. I go under the name of Billy G.
Yeah, you're a superstar now. You're a superstar. I just wanted to make sure everybody could hear me, man. And I appreciate that. How you been, Billy?
Everything is good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm out here trying to live and enjoy life. I just turned 46 last Friday, so I'm feeling good.
Good for you. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Many more.
Thanks for, I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me know I can hear you. And let me just run down a few topics and stuff, and I come right back to you, Billy. I'm going to run down a little list I have here for some subject matter for this evening. Okay, I'll come right back to you. All right. Well, tonight, I just want to touch on what's going on in my mind and what's going on in the world of grudging for cash. And Kevin Hunt once told me that the cash part is significant because it means a little more than just no time. So I have some topics, some things that crossed my mind today for a show, and I want to discuss things like the FB, which is Facebook, the Facebook No Time page, which is dominated percent, I would say, class racers, right? And just the fact that the class racers find that a good place to be shows us that it's important for grudging in the game to keep the excitement high. The promoters love it, you know. TV loves it now. We got you know, the Street Outlaws doing it up on TV with the Hollywood version of what most of us have done growing up in the streets. But I wanted to know is, are the class racers undermining the aspect of grudging for cash that we all know? That's just a subject. I'm not saying they are or they are not. It's just a subject. Grudging for cash being respected in the way that we know it should be respected. Meaning, are they just manipulating us, promoters, track owners, tracks, radio shows even? Let's keep it real. Radio shows, flyers, advertising, races, how much money they're actually racing for. Are they telling the truth? You know, there's a lot of aspects to that. And I also want to talk about the possibility, because with the manipulation and all the backhandedness that can go on, I want to know about the fake races, the races that are being staged as if they're grudging for cash, but they're actually just putting on a show for the fans to make it seem like it's a grudge event or a successful race. So that right there has a whole big spectrum of what it could be. But I want to touch on it. I want people to start thinking about it, because if you're a fan in the stands and there's a race kicking off and it's not a real grudge race for cash, and you're in the stands betting your $100 or $50 or $20 or $1,000, it could be $5,000. If you're in the stands betting on the race that's about to happen and the two people that are racing aren't even really racing, you're being duped. That would be called duped, D-U-P-E-D, made fun of, played out, duped. So we wouldn't want that. Nobody would want that in anything that you do. So you have to be, you know, cognizant of what's going on with that. I heard recently a race took place. It was just thrown in my ear today, that a race took place and some guys were fudging the numbers, saying they raced for a gob of money, a whole big chunk of money, and come to find out it was really pennies they were racing for. So do we respect that? You know, that's another subject matter. Do you respect that? We used to argue about pot sizes and respect for pot sizes, but would you respect the man who's racing for a certain amount of money and come to find out it was significantly less than what they claimed? Believe something that really didn't happen. So I threw out quite a few things. They have controversy with them. But the good thing about what's going on in grudge racing for cash these days is people are racing. People are having fun. People are coming to the tracks. People are spending money at the gate to come see the action. Promoters are putting on shows. Track owners have tracks jumping. And that's the good part. So I'm going to start opening up these mics just to see what people want to touch upon with a few things that I threw out. Maybe they want to add some things. I'm going to start with the first three numbers. 631-4388. I know who you are. You were just on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on your mind with anything I just said tonight? Being that you're a celebrity, you know.
Yeah, celebrity. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. I think throwing these $10,000 races out there is just baiting the people to come through the gate. You know, what the pot is, that's your own personal information. I don't
right.
recommend anybody puts advertising out there what they're racing for.
Right.
You know, like I said, when I hear this.
What about the false advertising part of it all?
Yeah. That's just manipulating the fans, trying to draw people through the gate. You know, grudge races are going to come to a race, whether it's for $5,000, $2,000, or $10,000, because it's more about the competition between the two teams.
Right.
And that's the way I feel. You know, there's always the rivalry there. And some guys will go out and
right.
do it, whether it's 10 grand or 1,000, because
right.
it's all about the rivalry. Yeah, the money is a big part of the game, but whenever I hear numbers being put out there prior to a race, it sounds to me like it's just to come on to fill the bleachers.
Right.
We all know that, you know. Yeah, sometimes there's a race and the pot is $2,000, and, you know, by the time the guys line up, it's $10,000. People want to get their money in. As long as there's
right,
room,
right.
You know, people are going to put in money. But as far as putting
oh, okay.
numbers up there, I don't think that's good at all. I don't think it's good at
okay.
all. Yeah, you know, sometimes numbers come out after the fact and after the race. Well, the pot was this and the pot was that. Well, you know, that's to me, that's real. But when you hear... when you hear these numbers prior to the race, it sounds to me like just, you know, somebody's trying to pack the bleachers. That's
right.
just my feelings
gotcha.
On
so
it.
That, And that's the term that they came up with called gate hustling, right? That's what that was about?
Yes,
was about.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything
yep.
to get you into that gate. Okay. Anybody want to talk, just put on your, hit the one button. I'm, it's been a while since I was here, so I'm not sure how to determine who wants to speak. But I see a lot of numbers and a lot of area codes from all over the place. So if anybody has anything to say, just hit the one button. And congrats to you guys, Billy G. Quite a few people didn't know that you guys went down there and won some racing recently, right? Tell us about that. What'd you do?
Well, we gave Teddy the break, and he had to keep it. And he got run the fuck over. Props to him for going out there and doing his best.
Right.
And then we figured we'd give Copperhead another shot since we got him for a little cash a couple of weeks ago. And
right.
His finger slipped off the button a little soon, and he red-lit and lost the pot.
So it was red light lose at all.
Yes, sir. We only play one game. That's it. One race, one pot. I ain't doing this shit three times. I ain't doing it two times.
Gotcha.
We're going to do it once, and that's it.
Right.
I ain't wearing
wow.
out my shit for nothing.
Right.
You know, when you got your shit on the edge, it's you're pushing it every time you go down the track, so.
Gotcha.
This shit ain't cheap.
I totally understand that.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm sure we'll line up again, and maybe we'll get a little race going with Teddy and them fellas again. Maybe they'll get a better spot, or maybe he wasn't all he thought he could be. But
okay.
We'll see what happens in the future, you know.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, they're. Whenever you lose, even me, when I was in the driver's seat or if I was on my team, if something did happen and it was a considerable situation or the reason that, you know, your car didn't perform, then you'd have an excuse. But I later learned that everybody has an excuse, even myself. When we lost, we had a reason because in your mind, you either create one or something was actually wrong. So they said Teddy fell on his face because something happened to his carburetor. So What do you believe?
Well, I know he had an issue with his carburetor when he ran Walter Mann's car. And I seen him make a shakedown pass after we ran, and his car looked like it was running pretty well. And I don't think he was running too bad when we raced.
Right.
But,
he just got ran over is
you
what
know,
you just said, though.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he just got... out horsepowered, as I could say, that's all.
Right.
We collected a couple of DPs also that day, and we had one race that we were supposed to do earlier, and we got put off until just about closing time, and then somebody messed up the track, and the mist was coming in, and we couldn't get the last race off, but we're going to go at his ass, too.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, hopefully Teddy will hear this or hear about it. And, I'm pretty sure he wants some get back because, Teddy's been doing this for a long time, just like yourself. And let me go down here. I'm not sure if these mics are open, but I'm going to hit the number, and just see if you want to talk. 516-3487. Your mic is hot.
Just listening, Crunch.
Who is this?
Just listening.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now I have to figure out how to, put you back on listen. Boom. Gotcha. I'm learning here. I'm not taking my time. Well, here's another. Okay. We have somebody that wants to talk. 516-7295.
What's up, brothers? This is 50 grand. How's it going? How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro? How are you?
I'm okay. Still feeling good.
Yeah, congrats. I hear you guys out here whooping ass and taking names.
That's what it's all about. That's what they call it, the G team.
All right, hold on just a second, 50. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up. Congratulations. 804-704-7147. Your mic is hot.
What's up, Crunch? What's up, 50 the Short Dog? You can just leave me open. I'm going to mute my phone for a minute, Crunch.
Okay. All right. Short Dog would be considered a heavy hitter in my book. If anybody doesn't know who he is, I would consider everybody on the phone right now heavy hitters. They know they are. But, you know, tonight we have some subject matters about grudging for cash, and I really want to see what people feel about the reputation and the way that street outlaws come into what we've done and how it changes things. But I have 770-6167. Your mic is hot.
Hey, what's up there, Crunch? Waller, man.
What's going on?
All right.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, just sitting there, listen. I was just wondering in this game here, when sometime when a person loses, come don't lose faith in the game. Let's try harder next time.
Oh, okay. Are you referring to anyone in particular?
I'm referring to Teddy. Ever since me and 50 beat Teddy, I haven't heard him on the show since.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope Teddy calls in and then hits the one button because, you know, he deserves to defend himself. His reputation is solid. He rolls with some solid guys, and they went out there, they put their money up. And as Billy G said, they got ran. He said, do you want me to repeat what he said?
Oh, I heard it. I heard Billy.
Oh, okay. No, repeat it.
So I can hear
okay.
it. I didn't hear it. I want to hear it.
I don't want to be the bearer, you know, the messenger on that. But Billy D said he got ran the F over is what Billy D said. 347-5810.
I like to hear.
Yeah, that's
what
I got.
There's another member of the team G over here. Listening on.
Oh, okay. Well, what's up, Killer? Congratulations to y'all too, man. You guys went down and kicked some butt, took some names, so you know, you got to get your props for that. Billy G, you know, he's a humble speaker, so he, you know, put some stuff out there, and I'm pretty sure Teddy will want to rebuttal that one day. But, you know, as far as the grudging for cash stuff that's going on, Crazy Horse, you tell me what you think about what's going on with the tracks and how they're doing the payouts and the shootouts. And, you know, like just today, I saw a topic and I put my opinion in it. I saw a $50 buy-in, $2,000 pot for small blocks. And I was really disappointed in looking at the flyer because that kind of money wouldn't attract the guys that really get it in a no-time shootout. So what do you think about that, Crazy Horse?
I'm not a fan of shootouts. I'm not a fan. I'd rather go one race, one pot.
Right.
I don't know. Shootouts are not for me. That's like Billy said, wear and tear for $2,000,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 runs.
Right.
Nah. I'd rather do a $2,000 one race and go for it, and that's it.
Right.
It's not worth it.
Would that flyer make you feel like the promoter or the track or somebody behind the scenes is just trying to manipulate the guys by putting the no-time shootout on there for those small pots like that?
You think about it, $50 buy-in. Say 16 cars go in there. That's $800. Now, the promoter's putting $1,200 out of their pockets for the payout, give or take.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
And that's no good. I'm first to say it.
It's not like I ran my first shootout about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
$2,500 each car. 4 cars was $10,000.
So each car put up their own
$2,500. That's $10,000.
Right, so the racers actually put up the pot, so the promoters in the track didn't add anything to it.
No, that one, no, that didn't get added onto it. It should have been, but it didn't get added. You know,
I don't know, July 15th.
Okay. I'm doing a little street car shootout, whatever it is. It's $50 buy-in.
Uh-huh.
I'll put $50 on top. That makes there for $50, $100. Winner take all.
Right. Street cars.
Yeah. Pretty much like a street car.
Ride around.
Packed up class.
The ride around street car class.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You think about it.
You couldn't imagine, as a car, it's
$2,000.
Right. But you couldn't imagine as a promoter yourself trying to give that same buy-in and pot to guys that have these killer small blocks with nitrous oxide.
Yeah, that'd be an embarrassment. Pretty much. And you're pretty much sticking. I understand that they're trying to make a business out of it. They want to make money out of it. But you got to give the races back some. Like Joe and Larry T, they give the races back. All the time. Everything they do, they give the races back. A lot of guys out there,
well,
they just want to fill their pockets
Larry,
and keep going.
Yeah, they have a thing that, you know. Yeah, they
take
have a good thing
races.
Going, those guys.
Yeah,
they're true to it. That's
they
why I stand by
races.
Joe. Yeah,
yep.
I like his style. Even if we don't agree on something that has to do with racing, I still stand by him because he's a good man at heart. And they put on some good shows. So I definitely understand what you mean by that. Now, We got guys like I don't want to put names out there, but if you see a killer car racing for $2,000 and he's a big boy, really really manipulating the game for the faster guys. Now the faster guys don't always have to win, but if the faster guys are always the same guys coming around in the championship round, it kind of makes you think like, you know, you're taking advantage of the small fries by being a big dog that's not really putting his money where his mouth is. So now let's switch the topic to the street outlaw guys and all the fame that they get because they're from TV. When they come to these tracks, what do you think about that? I mean, are they changing the aspect of what we know is grudge racing for cash? What do you guys think?
They're changing it for like, I don't know how to say it, but man, well, we'll see what other people say. I can't explain it.
Do you think it's a negative aspect or a positive aspect?
It's a negative.
Yeah. So if it continues like that, it's really going to drive what we call exciting into the ground. The way they're doing it is what you're saying?
Pretty much. They make it exciting for the newcomers to the scene. But
who don't know any better?
Those
people that don't know any better.
Yes, pretty much. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, I've noticed over the years, like when I see a flyer. Because drag racing is exciting to me, and people think that I'm against class racing. Class racing is very exciting and very hard. Match racing is very exciting and hard. And bracket racing, the guys that do index racing, who dial in and have to go their dial-ins to win, is very hard. So these guys actually are the hardest working people in the game of drag racing for that aspect, for them to win and dial in and perform through the heat, through the cold, track conditions, all that stuff, they don't get enough props for what they do. But you have to know how hard it is or exactly what they're doing for you to respect it. So when it comes to grudge racing for cash, they don't give the same kind of respect. Well, I'm talking about people and the newcomers. But if you know the sport and you know what it's about and you know how to do it, you have to respect it because we've seen millionaires with fast cars lose grudge races for cash because they didn't have their shit together on race day. So it's not all about the fastest car will always win. You know, it's not about that. But we have to see what's going on with promoters, tracks, Hollywood even, because this street outlaw stuff You know, I don't watch this stuff too often. I watch a few episodes so I'm hip to it. But I don't watch it because I don't want it to manipulate my thinking and soften me up for what I know is right. And, you know, lately, you know, like the name Todd Kelly, and, you know, they people put Tony Bynes down. And no Tony Bynes because I've met him. I've eaten dinner across the table from him back when he was like 0-9 and people were saying he wasn't going to race anymore. And then he came back to be a household name. So I respect stuff like that. Then you have these beefs going on Facebook in the No Time page where it's like Tony is the enemy, but they put Tony on a flyer for most tracks just to make sure it's legitimate. So we have to keep an eye on what's going on. Like Jason now, Racing Jason came a long way. I watched Jason when he was in the streets with a rag top. He had a Camaro before that, IROC. So I watched Jason over the years gain his respect. You know, I watched Jason come to a place where now he's on flyers to legitimize certain events. So I hope he understands, which I'm pretty sure he does, exactly what that means and making sure that they're not going to take advantage of him. So with that said, now I mentioned a lot of things tonight. Anybody have anything to say about the promoter aspect or the track owner aspect, the north and south aspect? You know, it's a lot of things going on to make Grudge Racing for Cash what it is right now. No time, the shootouts. Any topic come to mind for anybody they want to discuss? I'm listening. I want to hear this. I got 1, 2, 3, 5 mics, 6 mics open. So somebody tell me what's on their mind this evening. Hello? I'm by myself. Where's Short Dog at? You still there, Short Dog?
Quick, yeah, come on.
Yeah. Now you I need to hear from because of the kind of car you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like the newcomers don't realize the differences in the cars. They may expect you to do a race for the same amount of money the guy with the small tire, stock block car would do, and they wouldn't realize that there's a difference in the cars, so there's a difference in the caliber racing that you do, you know?
Yeah, well, with me, Crunch, I mean, you know, I've been doing it a while, and I like to race for them 5s and them 10s. But nowadays, you have so many guys that's they're scared to race. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to set up a race where I know I'm a racer guy next week or 2 weeks out, and we setting a race. I'm not going to go out there and say, okay, I'm going to race you for $1,000 or $2,000. That's not going to happen. Now, if I'm at the track, I might be testing. And because I'm there, we may do something because, you know, that's what it's about. If I'm there testing, I see what I want to see, and a joker there, I might take a stab at that little pot because it's all about the money. It's all about the hustle
right.
with me. So,
right.
so being, you know, letting that be known, yeah. And like I said, with this street outlaw stuff now, which, you know, people don't get the whole thing of it. I think it's bad if they're using it as you're going to take a high-class car and go out there. But if them promoters paying you them $5,000 and them $6,000 and you're going to do the race and you're going to run whoever you're running, and they betting something on a pot, I do it, me, myself. I mean, you know,
right.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but it can change the game if you have people out there that's what they're looking forward to. So,
right.
you know, nowadays, it's changed a lot, you know, from when we started Crunch. It changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to go out racing, get out on the street ready at 8, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And we'd be out there till 6:30, 7 the next morning. Street racing.
That's true.
So, you know, and that's what we used to do because that's how we started. So you look at nowadays that, you know, they throwing other stuff in here, but it's all up to the true racers as far as if they're going to pimp themselves out on this stuff with these promoters. See, that's
right.
where I, can say, and I can agree with what you are saying right now. I can agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
because you have a lot of these guys out here, now they just getting, they're out here getting hustled, in other words. They're getting hustled because
right.
we spend too much money in these cars to do what we do. That's just like with me now. I ran last week. It was basically my run last week. It was basically a test because we was going out to test the car. And this guy
right.
had the belt, and we wound up doing it for $2,000. I mean, but like I told the people, it wasn't about no belt. It wasn't about none of that. It was about I was going to test anyway, and I'm here, so I'm going to try to get that money while I'm here. That's what it's about
right.
with me.
Okay.
Now, back in the days, I probably wouldn't be trying none of this stuff that I do now, to tell you the truth. But you had these guys now, they just won't take a chance like, you know, we used to.
Right. Wow. So the action slowed on the bigger side, so now it leaves a lot of people to just do whatever's capable or able to be done now, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you have a lot of them that's up and coming, they so scared to race. Okay, it's just like this, Crunch. See, I know you when you was out there tuning with the other guys, okay? See, a lot of people don't know that. But, okay, just say like when you was out there. Nowadays, it's not the same because soon as these new jokers say, oh, you got a Crunch or you got Short Dog out there, you know, they backing off of you. They ain't going to run you just because of what you did
right.
then. And basically, they have the same things that we have and better now because they spending that money, but they won't race.
They won't bet that money. You're saying?
Yeah, exactly. They're spending in the car, and the car pretty, nice motors, but they ain't gonna bet that cash.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, I think YouTube had a lot to do with that.
Facebook, yeah.
I would definitely say, like, Facebook. Facebook changed so many things. I can't even begin to imagine where it's going to be in another five years or so. But the only thing that scares me is I see guys with high-dollar operations having to just put themselves through anything to be seen or get the recognition that they deserve if they just want to go out there and win. Because back in the day, you had to win in order to be famous. You had to be known for winning.
Exactly.
You know,
not just nowadays. I ain't trying to cut you
yeah,
off.
They're known for putting up a deposit.
Exactly. And what you're saying
you know?
Is 100% right. Nowadays, you had these guys, they get a name by just racing, getting their head bashed in. And when we came up, yeah, that mother got his head bashed in. We ain't talk too much about him unless we try and get an easy payday. But nowadays,
they
become a goddamn hero because I ran five people last week and lost all five. But, shit, I raced. It ain't
right.
the same.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, on
you know, nowadays,
on smallblockpocket.com.
Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Crunch. You got it.
Yeah, well, on smallblockpocket.com back in the day, this was years ago, we used to have this saying where a lot of guys, they would put the respect on the guy who, you know, he had a lot of money in his pocket. He showed me the money. But if he didn't bet the money, you can't give him respect for gambling because he pulled it out of his pocket and showed you, but he didn't put it in the pot and race for it and win. So it depends on how you came up, how you got introduced to the game. The newbies are definitely, they're like funny to watch. But they have the zest because we used to be newbies, even though we're experienced now, and there are guys more experienced than us that are older and been in the game longer. We used to be newbies, but these newbies, they just don't have the respect factor as priority when they go racing. They're like, you know, I
man, let me
stuff
tell
recently,
you,
it's just crazy.
What you saying
me.
Right
ahead,
now, Crunch? What you saying right now? You 100% right now. I know this one guy I've been watching the last few years. They have money, but here goes the thing. They want to get in the limelight, like getting the paint, right? but they want to do it for nothing, and they want to be this, want to be that. And every time they go to race, they get their head bashed in. And then they're ready to sell, then they're ready to do this. And then they realize, well, hey, we have money, or you have somebody helping you, or your parents, whatever the situation is. So they halfway mess it up for us because they come out with these bad cars, pretty cars, and some of them run, but they can't do shit with them. They can't win with it.
Dude, and get accepted. I tell a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
I will.
That's Billy G.
Education.
That's
no
Billy G.
Where...
That's Billy G. Mike. Sammy, call Billy G. Tell
oh, okay.
Michael.
Let me see if I remember Billy G's number offhand because I can't look at my phone.
3-1.
Oh. I just touched somebody off and it wasn't him. 61-4388, that's Billy G.
Yeah, because
yeah,
you muted my phone, Crunch.
Huh?
Crunch had muted my phone, but he unmuted.
Who's 631-4388?
That's Billy G.
That's Billy.
Oh, he wasn't even
I'm
live.
I'm just sitting here with my wife eating dinner. Don't blame that on me, short dog.
I told you, Billy. I swear I did. I apologize.
Hey, Billy, I had to throw you in there.
My macaroni, minding my own business.
All right, we'll go put you.
Oh, yeah,
you want to talk or you want to listen?
Billy said
you
need his mic over.
Billy, no, you want to talk?
I'm eating. I'll be done in a few minutes. And then I'll give you an earful.
All right, wait. All right. I put him on back on the mute, so. But, yeah, sure, dog. I'm really just looking around, you know, like my son. My son, I'm very proud of him. This kid is amazing. And he has that hunger. He has that, wow. I don't even think I was that excited at his age or younger. This kid is just very impressive to me as a father. So for everybody else, he's just another competitor. But for me to know what he's been through and for him to know what I've been through and for me to see him interact into the game, I'm glad he's a newbie that still respects Grudging for Cash the way we came up, you know. So a lot of the guys, he told me sometimes, he said, "Dad, this guy wants to run me for $500. He's flying. He has nitrous. I got a stock block all-motor car, and he wants to run for $500. I'm like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, it's just a different arena, and I have to applaud the newbies for getting involved because we have to remember how we came in. When I came in 16, 17 years old, I don't even think I had a license the first time I was racing. I was out there, I had taken my parents' car. Yeah, they used to kid me about me driving my mom's Lincoln, but I was out there racing that Lincoln every weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to, we can't give up on the newbies because they don't know. And they're derivative of us. You know, they came from us, in a sense.
Almost
like history.
That's why I don't knock them. I applaud them,
but,
you know, you try to keep them going. I mean, like I said, one of my own, Jarrell Apollo, me and his dad went to school together. And I look at him, and he came out taking his loss. I said, man, hey, take your loss and keep on going. But don't stop. Keep going.
Right.
And he loved the game, so I done seen the ones come up. I have two of my nephews. They into it real hard, you know, and they gamble.
Right.
So, man, I know how it is. See, and I don't forget where I come from, see. That's one thing you don't do, you know.
Right. That's cool. Yeah, well, you know, the game is different. The game is different. I see a lot of things. I try to stay in the background. I give props to my boss right now in the racing scene because he basically came to me and said, look, man, you're trying to relax and do this and that. I want you with me. And he gave me life. And this guy, I keep calling him a kid, but he's a grown man with a family. I'm proud of the way he raises his family, treats his kids, his wife, everything. But, you know, and I'm talking about young Stang. So I call him boss and he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it when I call him boss, right? But I'm trying to show him, like, look, you saved me in the game. I watched you as a little kid come up, and his fire and his desire to do this drag racing is just so strong, I have to be alongside him. Because if I'm not, I'm going to feel bad if anything goes that I could have helped. And I'm not there. So I'm the crew chief. You know, that may not set well with a few people. But I watched this kid grow up. He's still a kid to me in my mind, but he's a grown man doing big things. And he came back and pulled me back into the game when I was just sitting back with, you know, when I lost T'Shawn on that level and Harry-O and all of us broke up. It was kind of hard to stay in drag racing on that level when you have the person that showed you everything pass away. So Lil Mark gave me life, and I appreciate that. I have to appreciate that. He came and gave me life. So that right there, my son sees that. People see that. And the ones that know us, because we weren't always enemies, like his uncle and all of us. We were friends and family first. The rivalry came because we just, all of us, when you have a bunch of guys in one garage and everybody's competitive, I mean, if you had seen, Short Dog, if you had seen this garage that we came from, everybody in there was as competitive as the next person. Wasn't no big dog, small dog. Everybody wanted to race and win. So if you got 20, 30 guys in that same garage that hang out every day when they get off work, they end up in that garage, you're going to have some of the best rivalries and the best racing you're ever going to see.
Let me tell you something. And, Crush, let me tell you. See, I can let you know on a whole lot of things that when I tell you and touch you on it, and you didn't know me. I remember you with them, but Keyshawn, Franco, Harry-O, Ricky Gaskin, Red Dallas, all them guys, I used to be up there every weekend with them guys.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we used to do. I leave from D.C., I'd be up there, and I'd race at ACCO every weekend. That's what was going on then. I started from the motorcycles, and that's what I was doing.
Right.
So, I know a lot
that
of
means,
guys that I've been a long time.
Yeah, that means the kind of experience that you have, it's hard to duplicate that excitement when you have these variables of nowadays in there. These variables today don't keep me excited. If it wasn't for the Showtime Coupe or going to Crazy Horses shows or L.I. Joe's shows, if it wasn't for that or my son telling me, Dad, I got to race. And I'm like, where are you racing? He's like, Maryland. I'm like, man, you're a newbie. You racing out of state? You know, so if it wasn't for that, it'd be hard to keep that excitement going that we knew was genuine from back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, these newbies, I try to talk to them. I try to talk to a few of them. But I'm watching them because they throw the money out there, and money doesn't guarantee you success. I don't know if they can apply that to business or racing, but I know in racing, just because you throw the money somewhere does not mean it guarantees you a win. I've seen millionaires lose time and time again because they weren't prepared on race day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a very big example right there. But Short Dog, I appreciate it, man. You got me going back in my head, my mind. But here's
I'm
something
back,
I really
back on mute before we get in trouble and start telling our age.
And one more thing,
Crunch.
Last Friday. Go ahead.
Hey Crunch, one more thing. Unmute Billy's mic. Don't forget him. He got a mouth full to say when he's finished eating now. He can't talk if you gotta mute it.
I'm gonna put him on because Billy G's become a star now. He's a household name, but I'm gonna wait for him to put his mic
he's
on because he ain't hit the one button yet. So I bet you, because I know Billy G, he ain't gonna let you. There you go,
button.
Right there. So, well, here you go. I'm gonna put him on. But let's see who this is. 201-9355. Your mic is hot.
Hey Crunch, how you doing? It's Cliff. Dog, how you doing?
What's up,
it's
Cliff?
Grant, how you doing? Sammy, Billy G.
How you doing, Cliff?
Yeah, I just threw Billy G in there.
Ain't nothing to it, man. How's
go
everybody?
Ahead.
But,
go ahead. What's on your mind, Cliff?
Nothing. You guys touched on a lot of good stuff, you know. The promoting thing with all that other shit, you know what? I ain't get too deep into that one because a real grudge racer knows a real drug show when they see a real drug show. Ain't nobody gonna go out to no little community party, you know. Real players know where to hang out at. And let me start with quick shit right quick. Man, tell you gonna wear your ass out one day. You will once you decide to go back out there. Tell you gonna wear your ass out.
So what now?
Walter, man, he was on earlier. I don't know if he's still listening.
No, I'm just wait.
All you gotta do is just work with him. Just work with him. I really don't speak for him, but I know Teddy's character. He'll go back out there with you.
Well, all I can do is wait till he heal up. Once he heal up, and maybe to talk, maybe we can do something.
Uh-oh. All right, because you won. But
No, it ain't just because I won. I don't lost a whole lot of them, and I have won a whole lot of them.
But that's the way it's supposed to go. I mean, you can't be a good winner unless you know how to lose. A good winner ain't going to win right unless he knows how to lose. So one of them going to come first, and one of them going to come last. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it, you know.
Okay.
These newbies that's out here, you know what, honestly speaking, you know what, they got to really understand and listen to the old heads. My brother brought me into racing back in the 80s. He got discouraged, and he backed out of it and sold out. He had me all hyped up into the game. I said, fuck this. I said, I'm now starting to drive, and you giving up on this? But you know what he did? He put toys in my hand. Well, this is what you like to do here. Take this. And he gave me my first real race car, the Chevelle. That got a little name around here. He said, hey, you take it. You do what you want to do with it. And from there, you know, I had fun with it. I'm still trying to have fun with it. My nephew, he loves this game. He got a call. But he listens. And he comes to the track, and he watches. And you know what I expect him to be? He'll probably have the character I have. Rather, that's a good character to some or a bad character. But you know what? I don't give a damn. He's my nephew, and if he's going to learn something, he's going to learn it from me first. He's not going to go pass around and all that shit, and that's going to be it. He's going to form his own version, and from his version after my version, then he can take the hell off. That's the way I see it.
You know? I got you. I respect that.
Man,
Cliff,
so
what you got planned for 2017, Cliff?
You know what? It don't even matter, Quince. It's not all about a limelight. It's not all about trying to bet $1 million. If a joker wants to do some work and I'm able to work with him, let's mix it up. You know, if I could travel.
Well, it's gonna be. It's gonna be hard for you to. It's gonna be hard for you to match that excitement of you knocking James Cornick off.
You know what?
I'm just telling you now. That was pretty exciting.
He pissed me off so bad when he whipped my ass at English time. I didn't know what to do. Yeah, that pissed me off because you know what? There was a lot behind that. You know, but
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he's still a good guy. You know, and we always still just keep it racing. Him and any of the other guys, we just keep it racing.
Cool.
That's the way we was raised. Hey, he was pool the same way, you know. I seen him shoot pool the same way. Oh, everything, you know. A gamble is a gamble. But you can't be scared.
I got you.
Anybody who
I got you.
Can't be scared.
All right.
And,
well, Cliff, make sure you stay on, man. If you have anything to say, your mic will be open. Somebody got some background noise. I don't know how to weed them out as quickly as Joe usually does. But and they got a dog barking back there.
That's
just
my
mute
dog.
Your mic if you know you got a dog behind you.
They misbehaving.
And, oh, okay. Well, I appreciate everybody, man. I'm over here trying to hold it down for Joe because he asked me to, and I actually ran into traffic, so we had to start late. And I hate doing it like that, but I work in New York and I live in Jersey, so the commute is a mess every day. But you know, it goes with life. And I hope Billy G, you finished eating over there, or what, brother?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done here.
Oh, okay. Now, does anybody have Teddy's number? Because Teddy's name was mentioned quite a few times, and I'm a fair man because they used to call me the fairest man in drag racing. I want Teddy to rebuttal what's going on and see if he's coming back, because I know Teddy's not going to just lay down for that one. So if anybody has his number, hit him up. I do have his number, but I can't call it while I'm doing this hosting thing.
Whose number?
Teddy.
No, I don't
care, man. Yeah. If anybody has to call him up,
he's
call
probably
him up,
listening. Tell him to press the one button. He's probably listening. Tell him to press the one button.
Yeah, he might be listening.
Teddy, if you're listening, press the one button.
Hey.
Yeah, he probably ain't paying us no more.
Welcome, man. You get them all wound up.
Yeah, I'm looking all up and down the screen. But, yeah, so we have about 30 minutes left to the show. We will cut short about 30 minutes because of my traffic situation. But I'm enjoying hitting the road. I live in New Jersey, North New Jersey. I'm enjoying hitting the road to see action. But a lot of times I don't get to see the kind of action that gets me excited. And that would be because of my past experiences. You know, I've even seen lately, to throw some excitement in there, they have foot races going on for money. And I saw a race on YouTube. I don't know if it was true or not, but it was like a $17,000 foot race. That was $17,000 apiece. That's $34,000 pot on a foot race. Now, I don't know if it was true, but if that was true, that was amazing. Because if a foot race can raise $34,000, how come these high-dollar, killer, $200,000 fast cars can't race for more than what they're racing for if they're only racing for $1,500, $2,000? You know, that's the way I think, the way I throw the numbers out. You know, I have a respect factor for a certain amount of money, only because of what I've been through. It has nothing to do with somebody's pockets, what they make a year, you know, if they're middle class, low class, this class. I'm not into all of that. All I know is I respect people that understand grudging for cash is about the money. It's not about a belt. It's not about a title. It's not about an award ceremony at the end of the year. You know, these things are good things and add to the excitement, but that's not what it's about, you know. And people sometimes get it confused when they say, give the fans what they want to see. But the true grudging for cash fans aren't there to just be fed whatever's exciting to the promoter or the track owner. They're there to see what their favorite grudge racer for cash is about to do. That's their excitement. So as long as we don't lose, you know, that perspective, I think no matter what the Street Outlaws do, no matter what Hollywood does, no matter what people that manipulate grudging for cash do, the real essence of the game will continue year in, year out, year in, year out. And I just mentioned I'm 46, so I'm knocking on 50. You know, Young Stan kept me alive. Put me on the team. We won more than we lost since I've been on the team, but we didn't win the particular ones that he wanted to win. So we always going to be shooting for the top. You know, and I appreciate that guy, and I can't keep saying it enough. And if it bothers somebody that I give that kid, who is a grown man, the props that I give him, it's because I watched him when he was 3 and 4 years old. And I used to go to his dad's house, and we ate dinner together. And he used to look at me and say, I can't wait till I get older because I'm a race. And then I got to see him put it together. That's amazing to me. You know, and I look at my son. My son looks up to him. So there's more to this stuff than just putting on the bulbs, putting up the money, getting the win light. There's more to it. There's a lot of fun that happens long before the race day comes, and then the race day is also fun. So I'm pretty sure the guys that are on the phone right now, they know what I'm talking about, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into being a success. And you don't have to win a lot of money to be successful. When you win that race that you planned and plotted and put your DP up and won, that's the success. Y'all know what I'm saying? You know, you feel it, because I felt it on a lot of levels. You know, the bug level, the big dog level, I've seen it all. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. And I'm here right now because Joe Gray keeps it exciting. And I've watched Joe Gray do it. I watched his son. I'm proud of his son. You know, so we all know what it took to get us in the game, keep us in the game. You know, I had an uncle pass away back in October or something, and that's what made me really slow down and started, you know, start respecting the fact that I am getting older and I have to appreciate each day a little better, because you're not promised tomorrow. You know, you have to get in touch with your family, your friends, and always let people know that you care. And, you know, racing is a hobby, but racing is our lives. That's what we do, because that's what we're known for, because we've been doing this for so long. Yeah.
Can I cut you off for a second?
Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you. Get Teddy on the phone, man. I want to hear some shit, man. I understand what you're saying. I love what you're saying, but get Teddy on the line. Somebody find Teddy. Make sure he's all right.
I wish Teddy would hit the one button. Check this out. If we can't get Teddy on the phone, right, from the video that I saw, because I was not there at the time, I had to work. From the video I saw, Teddy got out on y'all real nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all ran him down. Now, you heard what Billy G said. I'm not going to repeat that.
I didn't hear what he said. The only thing I heard is what you said. Say it again.
I think you heard what he said. He said Teddy got out on him and he got ran the F down. That's what Billy G said.
Okay, that sounds good to me. That sounds good.
Right. The rumor report was something happened and Teddy was going to gap y'all. That's the rumor report.
Okay.
So the only way we know it's not a rumor is if y'all race again and we find out exactly what would have happened. Because if the same thing happens again, we know it was just a rumor. Nothing happened to the car.
So let me ask you a question.
Perfect as it was supposed to.
So the rumor was he was going to gap us? So why
the rumor was
we gapped him? Why did he hear that rumor, that we gapped him?
Well, y'all ended up gapping him, though, right?
Of course we did that.
We put a half a car on him. He got the clean brake.
Oh, okay.
He got the clean brake,
you know,
and we ran him over.
Okay, well, you know,
like you said,
I haven't heard from Teddy.
We ran him the fuck over.
Oh, man.
Originally,
what
rules we had to do
well.
Was get in his paint.
Okay.
I just get to see him two cars each. And they don't go through clean. Like him and Walter Man race, that wasn't a clean race. Walter Man got there first, but that wasn't a clean race. Now, with 50, to me, that was a clean race. You know,
yeah, but might not been a clean, but might not been a clean race, but for the man had a problem, he was behind already.
This is my version. I need to see a clean race.
Was the man behind before he had a problem with his car? Yes or no?
Say that again.
The man Teddy was behind in the race before he had a problem with his car.
Oh,
I really don't think he had a problem with his car. I actually think he had a problem with the race.
Okay. Well, I wish he had called in. He probably didn't know his name would be flashing up here tonight as much as it was. But, you know, somebody said earlier you got to take the L's with the W's. If you can't take the W's if you don't know how to take the L's. So we'll see how Teddy reacts. We hope he'll come back and give you some more action. I'm sure he will.
But you got to remember one thing.
when Teddy was wearing all them punk out money, he was on the show every week. They were wearing that punk out money.
Yeah, that's true.
So you, that's true.
I mean, yeah, he did win some punk out money, yeah. But, hey, it happened. I hear a lot of
echoes. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Walter, man. Why you don't run Cliff with that malleable? Cliff sound like he want a TCO behind, man.
I don't even know what kind of cuss Cliff got.
He got a malleable like you.
You got a malleable?
Yeah.
What, a convention head motor?
You better ask him. I don't know what he got in there.
It's a small block.
That's what I'm saying.
Man.
Huh?
It's a small block.
You got a small block.
Uh-huh.
And you wasn't run head up?
You got a small block.
No, I do not.
Okay, well, you know I'm not going to try one of them head up.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I just said I don't even know what kind of car you got.
I got a small block.
Well,
what do you need
from
him, Cliff? What you need?
Well,
what do you need, Cliff?
I imagine we're both busting guns. But things on what he want to do there. Matter of fact, I like the ace. You know, he can give me 1-1 to the ace.
Well, that might be possible, Cliff. But right now, I have to look and see. I don't even really know your car. I didn't up until a few minutes ago, the first time you would know you had a car.
Hey, Walter, don't feel bad. I don't really know my car either, so don't feel bad.
I'm not saying, you know.
You're not saying that to insult the man, are you?
No. I just don't know his car.
Like I said, don't feel bad.
Even when I ran Teddy, I had never seen Teddy's car in my life. Teddy told me something about his car, and I ran it. I had never seen Teddy's car.
Right.
You can do the same thing with
Cliff. Well, Cliff, it sounds like you might have some action, Cliff, if you want it.
Yeah, well, you know what? It don't matter. It don't matter. I mean, but it's not going to be this month. You know, that much I do know. I ain't going to run the car this month at all.
Okay. Well, Walter, man, keep them in mind because you sound like you might get a little action if you want some
action.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But now, since I know he's interesting, I will keep you in mind.
Okay, I appreciate
that. Hey, Walter.
Yeah.
I was down there sneaking down there in Atlanta, and you caught me down there. You remember that, right? Quite a few years ago.
Yeah, over there to the road. What's your name?
I was supposed to be down in Atlanta on a secret mission, and I got found out. Walter Mann walked right up to me and shook my hand and said, "Hey, Crunch, what you doing down there?" Well, Walter, I hear you doing big things, and you have your shows going on. You're doing the promoting and everything. What are you doing to
my show, be honest with you, as what you were saying earlier, all of my shows, I'm not a greedy guy. And I try to give anybody come to my shows, I try to give them something back. You know, even the people, not even the, nobody, even with a car, even spectators, I try to give them something back.
Right. Okay. I got you. Well, you came up deep into the game, you know, so you know the ins and outs. Anybody would expect you to know how to, you know, properly put things together and make sure you don't manipulate people. So that's not expected of you because we expect you to know better because you've been there, you've seen it, you've done it. So it's a little different for you. But these new people who come out and it's all about the dollar, they do any and everything. So,
well, what happened
is
Trump, those are the guys that don't make it as a promoter.
Right.
When they come there and all they see is a dollar, and want every dollar for dollar, they end up with any dollar.
Right. Gotcha. So it won't take long for them to be phased out, right?
Right. You'll phase out. Trust me. You'll phase out.
Gotcha. Well, what you got cooking for this summer, man? Anything good?
Well, I got one more. Well, right now, I have one more show on September 23rd. But right now, I just went to work after six months. Thanks for Dave and Teddy. They helped me fill that empty spot back up that I had vacant out there. You know, at least I came back on a good note.
So you're saying the way your checking account is set up is better now. That's what you're saying?
Right. You know, at least I put some of that play money back in expectation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Where is Teddy? I don't wanna slow the show down trying to find his number. I don't wanna click over and not show up.
See, I have Teddy's number.
Man, I want Teddy to be on here.
But Teddy's not only coming on this show. He don't come on nobody's show no more. And what's just wrong?
Wow. So what you say? You know, knock his dick in the dirt and it's over?
Well, I'm hoping it ain't over. You know, he lost two races and he shouldn't give up there like that. You know, next time it might be his time to win.
Well, Teddy might have something to say about that.
Well, you know,
that's
how
we wish he was on.
I sure wish he was on. You know, it's just like I was talking to Jason. And like Jason said to me, he said, well, if Teddy came to a ride of Banks with me, he could get part of his money.
Hold on, Walter, man. I got two mics that just jumped up. I don't even know the number of this one, but it's all ones. Let's see what they say. Your mic is hot, Mr. All Ones. Okay. 929-1952. Your mic is hot.
Yo, what up, y'all? What up?
God damn.
What's good?
Okay.
What's going on, killer?
I want to lock in 500 for Sammy's race for, 15 and better.
Teddy, I'm over here defending you, bro.
Thank you. But, check it out, fellas. I want everybody on the radio to hear this. I'm going to lock up 500 for 15 and better at Sammy's race. I'm going to fill the bleachers at Sammy's race. Cars come back the same way they was. Now, I don't want to hear all that bullshit, all that shit, because, that nigga ain't did nothing. He ain't do nothing. My car cut off. But he's a punk, though. My car cut off. He's talking like he did. Like he did something. He didn't do nothing.
I did. I gave you a
good
ass.
You just want some money, bro. Show me your cars faster than mine. That's all you do. You just run your mouth. You don't want to run nobody back. You won't run Dave back. Run me back.
Listen to me, Teddy. Listen to Derek.
I'm listening to you about what?
Listen to me, Teddy.
500 or such a list.
Teddy.
500
I'm
going to
run you. I'm gonna run you back. What I would do.
Yeah, next year, right?
September 23rd, we lock in 1,000 on 5.
Yeah. I work every day. Hell yeah. You want to try to buy a punk? Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna try to buy a punk.
Why can't we do that
September?
You say you're gonna feel the track. So what? Look, I'm a business
Let's
man.
Do that same
Why
race.
Would
I'm
I feel
not
the track?
I'm not racing
show
at your race. Listen.
Sit your punk ass down there.
Crunch.
Hold on, Walter. Hold on. I hear you.
Crunch.
I hear you.
Crunch. You see what I'm saying? Crunch, that girl don't want no action. Yo, both cars is in New York. Both cars stay and live in New York. I don't want to go to no damn.
I don't live in New York.
Why do I go to his race?
I don't live in New York.
Oh, I do not live in New York. Let me talk.
Let me talk, girl.
Let me talk, girl. Why should I go all the way to
New York? Let him talk.
Crunch. Why should we go to Outer Banks and both causes in New York?
Why should we go to Outer Banks? Because that's when I have my show.
Yo, man, why don't you let somebody talk? See, you won't even let – you won't race back. You won't let nobody talk.
Walter.
Yeah.
With all fairness, Teddy, you said you run him when?
I run him at Sammy's race, July 15th.
He won't let nobody talk. He's the one that picked that race and picked the spot. Now, I'm the big man with the shoes on. You run with the fuck out of Teddy, you run, or you don't run at all. Win his ass with
him. Hold on, Crunch. If this girl won, like she
yes,
portrayed, she
yes,
trying to
I
act
did.
Like she's a hero because she ran a car that cut off. Everybody
all you been going around wearing a fucking punk out money in DC.
But they came down to
some real fucking
soon.
Man, you had to face both on whoop your fucking ass.
Why we got to race to September? You the girl, Walter. You ain't the world. You ain't no old great. You the old punk. You the old fag,
uh-oh.
Yo. Worth the
motherfucker. Why should... Hey, Crunch. Crunch, listen to me.
Because
both and not
going
to try to disrespect him or anything.
Both in New York.
But Crunch, why would I, turn around and try to look when I run here for 1500?
Hey, yo,
and
Crunch,
what I can make,
Crunch,
and lose
Crunch,
them near 10
points out. Crunch, listen. All right,
hold on.
He want to do it. He
want
to do it in his race so he can cake up. He want to do it in his race point
right.
So he can cake up. Do that shit at Sammy's
well,
race and try to cake your ass up.
Well, Teddy, I'm glad you called, right? Billy G.
Girl,
Billy G, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Can you tell Teddy what you just told me since the man's on the phone to defend himself?
What's up?
Oh, you forgot?
Teddy
got
run over.
What you tell me that happened at the race?
He got run over.
I got ready.
You gotta
say yeah,
it the way
yeah.
You said it.
He got
yeah,
a clean
yeah,
break.
I got ran over, but Walter Man can't say that.
The hell
I mean,
no, he
I'm
can't.
Gonna, I'm
that,
not
that
even calling Walter Man no more. I'm gonna call him
well,
Walter Girl.
Hey, even
I,
race.
Whether I can say it or not,
I'm not, got
I'm not even calling
him
Walter Man no more.
Pocket.
You ain't got no man.
I got your money in my fucking pocket.
You's a punk. You's a punk.
I'll be a punk. I'll be all that you
want
me to be, but I got your fucking money.
You didn't say that name at all.
This is a rematch.
Well, then, yo, I tell you what, Walter Punk, get your
ain't
ass out.
I ain't nothing to fucking say.
Get your ass out.
1,000 on 5, September 23rd.
I'm not going
punk,
down south.
If you want your money, come back and get
it. I'm not going outside to put my foot in your ass. I'm
well,
not going to make
fucking girl ass down.
I'm not going to make you money. You get your
sit
ass
the little
up
girl ass down. Sit the little girl ass down then.
Yeah. I'm willing to lock in, though. Your bitch ass
sit
won't.
Sit your little girl ass down.
I'm willing to lock in. Your ass won't.
Well, Walter,
you
gave
punk.
Him a no. That's a no.
Excuse
me,
fellas.
No on,
that's a no.
That date,
that's
July
a no,
excuse me, fellas. How you doing, Crutch? Can we all get along?
Hey, Short Dog. Both
cars
you can't go along
with
this girl here. I ran away. He wanted to run
down
fuck his ass.
Both cars
now he's going to get the fuck out of Chattanooga and go.
Yo, he just don't want to race no more, Crunch. He's a girl, Crunch. He's a girl. Walter Girl. That's his name.
How you been doing, Teddy?
I'm good. I work
Walter.
Every day. I'm great.
We're gonna let you guys hash it out outside the radio show, and then have some good news for the radio show when you get that rematch going.
Yo, Crunch, she gonna talk about September for her race so she can make money. No, nigga, bring your ass to Ireland.
That's what's wrong with you right now. Who in the fuck will come and see you? I wouldn't make a damn dime
everybody,
off you.
Everybody.
Hey, Short Dog.
Everybody.
Short Dog.
Everybody. Who the fuck will come and see you?
Hold on. Short Dog.
Who the fuck
short
come
dog.
And see you?
Yeah. Short Dog, ask you a question.
Miracle racing ass
short
nigga.
Dog.
Please.
Short Dog. I'm asking a question, Short Dog. Do you think he's cutting my damn show? How many fucking people going to get extra?
Somebody mute my phone.
Crunch, you mute my phone.
She got three colors in her head and a beard.
I didn't mute no phone. Only phone I got muted
Crunch.
Is Billy G.
Hey, Crunch.
He up there looking like Sideshow Bob.
Walter wanted me to answer that question.
Man.
I don't mute my phone. Hey, short, answer that question. Crunch muted my phone.
973-4159. Your mic is hot. Okay.
I'm going back to work, Crunch.
You're not hot and steady.
Crunch, I'm going on back to work.
Yeah, go ahead back to work.
You going back to work?
You want to see me, little girl? You want to see me, little girl? See me at Island.
Go ahead, look.
Go ahead
and work and
lock
save
in.
Up that $5,000.
You ain't going to do nothing.
And I'm putting your ass up on
like
September 23rd.
You a little punk, Walter. You ain't the all-time
great. Yeah,
punk.
Yeah, I'm a little punk.
I'm a little punk. But that little punk put the dick in your fucking ass.
Oh, well, he hung up. He hung up. He's gone now.
Hey, Crunch, how you let them mess that show up, Crunch?
Hey, man, I wanted to hear Teddy come on. He came on.
He came on. You got to give him his props. He came on.
We got 6 minutes and 40 seconds left of the show.
But see, hey, but no sudden Crunch. I have one thing somebody needs to tell him so he won't listen. On these shows, we don't go by that nigga shit. We don't talk that on shows. When people get talking like that, I hate to even talk to them.
Oh, okay. Well, I've heard it. I've heard it.
I tried to get in there. That's why I said, can we all get along? I thought somebody was going to cut it off.
Yeah, we go talking like
okay,
that.
Okay, well, we apologize for that. Yeah, we apologize
and one
for
thing,
that.
Punch, you know who I might,
yes,
you know
sir.
Who I might be looking for? Bad Goat. They
what's
tell
that?
Me Bad Goat. Mention my name, Bad Goat. Who is that?
That's
Bad
Jarrell.
Goat.
The black GTO 50.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Be with Waterboy.
Black GTO. He mentioned your name. He want action?
Yeah.
Okay, well, spit it out. How? What kind of action you want to give them? Let them hear about it.
I want to run.
You got to. We'll say
fight.
How you want to run them. And
I don't know how you say. I don't know shit about it. All I know is I'm knocking on the door. Hello, knock, knock, knock. Answer the bell.
Uh-oh.
Who there?
But Crunch, I got to say
yes,
one
sir.
More thing for the show hang up, Crunch. For the show hang up.
Go ahead.
How
in the devil did Teddy say? Seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm the devil to tell you the thing. He can make somebody some money at the fucking gate. He don't nobody. That's if him get the game mixed up.
Well, Teddy.
Nobody
well,
can make
Teddy,
some fucking money.
Teddy Stills, but Mark Walters.
No, he
begging.
No, what
he,
it is,
he
begging on
people
he run
to
run me. He begging on he run me. I'm going to make him famous. That way he got his fucking mind.
You going to make him
That's
famous?
That's why he got fucked up. Think I'm going to make him famous.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
All right, well, listen, we got action going on. Billy G, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. 50.
Oh, okay, you see Teddy.
Yo.
You see Teddy got on.
50 grand.
Gave you a little...
Yo, I'm here. I'm listening. Somebody call it 50 grand. What's up?
You trying to get my brains beat out again?
No, I don't want your brain to get beat out.
You're fucking with that big
fight.
Tire of chassis cars.
Oh, okay, well, I got to back off that big tire. I only go by what I heard today. I don't know. You know me, I jump out the window if you don't catch me.
Hey,
you know,
Billy G.
I can't win those races with those big tire cars. I just can't win those races.
Hey, Billy G.
I've been getting my brains beat in.
Hey, Billy G.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I was great. That's why I asked him. I was telling him what car it was, but I knew you were straightening it up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Maybe a little spot might change my way of thinking. I can't fuck with them big tire cars.
Well, maybe you might give them a little spot.
Well, maybe you try
to
negotiate something with them.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad Teddy came on. We got 3 minutes. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to the show, fellas. I appreciate everybody that called in. I appreciate the opinion. Billy G, congratulations once again. You and Crazy Horse and the 50 grand company car and all that craziness y'all got going on. And 50 grand, I ain't forget now. You're supposed to make that fish, bro.
My man, we make fish every time we go to the track. You'll never be there to get them, but next time I'll send you some. How about that?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And
well,
next time I see
I appreciate
you, so we
it, fellas.
Have this every time we go to the track.
No problem. I appreciate
right, man,
it, fellas.
Have a good night.
We're going to get out of here. I'm going to have some closing remarks, and I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. All I'm going to say to the people, I'm going to mute all these mics so I can just roll out. I appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for having me, and continue to listen for the next couple of minutes, and then I'm out of here. I appreciate you.
Good night, gentlemen.
All right. Well, tonight was pretty different for me.
I hope everybody had fun. I'm muting these mics one by one, and they're dropping off like flies. Okay, boom. Life is good. Grudge racing for cash is a hobby. It's a beautiful thing, something that we grew up with, something that most people have embedded in them from, this generation to that generation, the old generations to the new generations and the newbies, the new millenniums we call them. And I know how I got it. I got it through my uncles, my grandfather. My mother used to have a 65 GTO with a 4-speed. My mom was into the cars. So what it boils down to is, if you love the game, you love the hot rods, you love the bikes, you love the whatever, model cars, RC cars, track cars, the little 124 scale cars. If you love racing and you love it as a hobby and you love grudge racing for cash, always look to keep the younger generation doing what you did and better. So with that being said, we're going to go on out of here. L.I. Joe, I appreciate you having me on. I try to keep it as interesting as I can. And we're out of here. We're going to go out with this song. And safe racing for everybody. Amen.